suckers is used, and or I use them in the place of salmon. Mm-hmm. We take those suckers and save them up, put them in the refrigerator until you have enough to make at least 9 pints, which is the large pressure cooker. Mm-hmm. Fills the large pressure cooker is 9 pints. And you put those fish in an enamel pan and let them come to a hard boil and take them out and pack them into a pint jar with a teaspoonful of salt in the bottom of each jar. And when you have all the jars filled with the fish, then you cover those fish with the liquid that you brought them to a boil in, and put your lid on, seal them, put them in your pressure cooker, and seal it. Set your pressure on 15 and let them cook for 80 minutes. And you have just as good a fish for your salmon croquettes, for your salads, or to just open it up and get you some crackers and go to work.
That's amazing. I never heard of it. That's really amazing.
When an ordinary, what we call a 12-ounce can of salmon is $1.89. I can can my suckers for 25 cents a pint.
Good, no. So you really, that's considerable savings there then.
That's right.
You mentioned that you worked in rural electrification and that you had worked in a number of states. What states did you work in? What cities in Alabama? Just tell me.
Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, Louisiana, Tennessee, North and South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Well, where did you work, just in the rural areas in those?
Yes, the rural areas. It was rural electrification. Of course, we caught quite a few little country villages that some of them would have Delco systems, and they would share this expense of the Delco system, but they could get the REA individually to each customer, and it made it cheaper and better on all of them, because if something happened to the Delco system, everybody was out of lights, and everybody was out of refrigeration. Of course, there's very little refrigeration that was taken care of with Delco systems.
You mentioned that you were a carpenter. What are some of the things that you made, some of the things that you built?
Well, we built houses, dwellings, and commercial buildings, and peanut warehouses. I helped to build 8 peanut warehouses 1 year for Alabama and Georgia Peanut Association. And every one of those buildings are still intact, in perfect condition, and is in operation.
Oh, that's amazing. You mentioned, overheard you telling someone that you built a chopping block. Could you tell me something about that, about how you built that?
Well,
you're very interested in
that. I take the blocks that is refused, that is thrown out the window, or goes out of a trough, in other words, from mills, and people will burn it. And I pick up these choice blocks that are wide enough and long enough to make at least 3.5 inch deep. Mm-hmm. And then I had legs that I had turned in the past on a lathe when I worked at Henderson Black and Greens, that I'd let that 3.5 or 3.5 leg go all the way through. In other words, those blocks were laminated together 3.5 or 3.5 to make out the full width of this 30-inch